רמון מוצוי אז מלאכס תויכן. Everyone knows the Siddha is a melocha toichen, melocha to grind. But people don't realize how much kimat everyone could be nichshel chas v'sholem in melechas toichen. Try a little bit first to say the klolim and then to say the alocha lemaise. The melechas toichen is grinding. Now people think that the melechas toichen, the isu to grind, is just mamash to grind, to take chitim, wheat, and you grind it, becomes a powder that becomes flour. Das it the meleches teichen. But be'emes, the yisayin of meleches teichen, if you take something that is salad, and you cut into all different little pieces, is also called meleches teichen. This is aleph beis. The hainu, Toichen doesn't mean dafka to grind. We'll see in a second. To make a salad in Shabbos is also called toichen. Sometimes some bochim misader Shabbos themselves. Yeah, you have to know. It could be a melacha deraisa. Melachas toichen. Mishnah Berurah says sometimes you chayev chatas for it. Sometimes you chayev chatas. This is one chelik in melachas toichen. The second thing in Meleches Teichen is, what people don't know, mashing a banana, making like a mush, is also Meleches Teichen. Even though a person will think that it's not a Meleches Teichen, because it stays like one piece together. It's mashed. Mashing a potato, Meleches Teichen. It's like driving a car. Mashing a banana in Shabbos is the same issue of driving a car. It's what's coming to them. Most people don't know. Most people mashed a banana in Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says if someone does it for you, it's Isur Achille. If someone does it for you a salad in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it in Shabbos. You go for a lot of time in Gelayt in Shabbos, and you don't know the halachas, you're not allowed to eat the salads that they serve. It's Meleches Teichen. I'm not so when yet I'm on that. Maybe sometimes when some of the fruits or vegetables are cooked, sometimes you're allowed to mash them. That's just the marshal, if you most shittas. We'll see in a second. Moshe, to take an avocado, to spread it on a bread, Meleches Teichen. You're mashing it on the bread. It's Meleches Teichen. So again, we have to go to the protein when it's osur and when it's mutar. So I want to go to Seder HaDvorim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Dafayin Dalet, state, Hayman de Porim Silke, Chayev Mishum Teichen. Someone takes a silke, and cuts it, makes a salad. Chayev mishum toichen. Perash Rashi, choytech ayerek anikro silke lechatichos ktanes. As a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim learn, and as is meduyek in Rambam, that the isur of hayman de porim silke, chayev mishum toichen, it's only if you cut a raw vegetable that you're preparing it for eating, the hainu, or you cannot eat it when it's raw without slicing it, or, lamashal, you're cutting it that you could cook it. You have a big raw vegetable, you cut them to pieces that you could cook. Loshen HaRambam, Derek Chof Aleph Milchei Shabbos Alochiches, Yudches, HaMechatech HaSayerek Al Menas Levashloi Chayim Mishum Toichem. Mashma, it's a yerek chai, and you choytech amenas levashle. The Ramach, Tesis in Shabbos Ayin Dalet. Le'umas dem, the Rashbo, and Shuvah, the Bisyasi brings down the Rashbo. The Rashbo in Shuvah state, that is a isur toichen, even in peiros ve'yerokes that you could eat. Tomatoes, cucumbers, if you cut them in Shabbos, it's chai misa toichen. Michael Mitzatech La Loche Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chof Aleph Paskens Gam Bepeiros Haruim Leachilo Chayim Mitzatech Shin Chof Aleph Seif Hey Ochas Seif Yudbez המחתך הסיירק דק דק חייב משום תויכה. חייב משום תויכה. The person cuts the vegetable is חייב מצד תויכה. The Rashbam in Tshuva, חלק דלת סימן עין ה' brings down, you allow to לחתך הסיירק דק דק עם עויסק אין סמוך לסעודה. As if you allow to do boirer samuch to the suuda, im choytach es hayerek, dak dak, samuch la suuda you allow to. Why? It's derech achila. The same method that we have in boirer samuch la achila, as derech achila, the same method we have if we do it in teiche. Says Chazal didn't force people to eat big food. Okay. אז לקום את חזר, במילה, זה עשה סבור. למשל, in Boire, you're only allowed to do ביד. בכלי, you're not allowed to do סמוך לסעודה, you're not allowed to do with a sifter and Shabbos. What happens here? So the Mishnah says, you don't have to cut, try to cut a tomato with hand. Maybe you get a mush, you get a memarech, but you will not manage to get a salad. So the Mishnah Berurah, in Toichem, the derech achila is to cut it with a knife. Like we spoke in the sugis of Beira, even the only allowed to beyad, not bekli, but you're allowed to take a fork and take it out. This is called beyad. To use a knife, you're allowed to use a knife for teichen miyad. But to use a clear miyuchad legach, what we call in English a grater, you're not allowed to. Food prices also you're not allowed to, but then it's Shabbos anyways, yeah? But they have like the hand food prices, the cheaper ones. And you could use your hands. It's also awesome. It's only mutter to do it with a knife. Mishnah Berurah speaks about hakmeser. I don't know what it is, like a special, some people say, like, you know, they have special, like, knives to cut. Special cutting in knives could be, it's also awesome. Mishnah Berurah brings down that not everyone is masking to the heter of miyad. Even that the Rashba brings it down, the Ramo brings it down. V'yesh mepakpikim al heter ze. Now the heter of miyad doesn't exist. Chazanish brings down a list of poiskim that are not saying mechanet. Zog de Mishnah Berurah, ein limchois miyad amakili. So if some people do a salad before the meal, we don't. Aber ein limchois, we don't do salads on Shabbos. Teiche. Then we don't go in cars on Shabbos, we don't do salads on Shabbos. But if you see someone is doing it, you're not mechuyev to make a mecha. But, zog de Mishnah Berurah b'si Yosef, if you cut it, not the chatichas ktanas, chatichas gdoilos ktsas, then you could be samech samuch la'achil. Why? You mesubik what is called toichen. Mishnah Berurah says we don't know what is the getter. Ramosha says in Tshuva, to cut an apple to two, mistam, it's not toichen. Mistam, it's not toichen. He said, Mistam also to four. Take an orange, divide it to four. Mistam, even to the psukim lach, to the plum, you know, you take. It's not called toichen. So we have to know what is the shiur. Mishnah Berurah says in Bir Aloche, Kosam is sefer, shiur dakusom loy neida. Shetzor shiasech hatichet gdoilis b'miktsas. Vegam somuch lasehuda. So like this, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. If you make a salad, what we call in America Israeli salad, especially the way the Moshe, the yeshiva does it, like mamish, like small little pieces, this is pashtus called toichen. If you do it 2 hours before the meal, it's called toichen deiraise. Mishnah Berurah says pashtus yichayv skillet. And Mishnah Berurah says it's also to eat it if someone did it. If you do it samuch la'seuda, such a salad you're not allowed to, you have to have bigger pieces. I have to tell you if they buy as much as some people onions, they mamish cut like little pieces. It's awesome. Even so, אבל אין לימחוס ביד המקילים. אבל if it's סמוך לסעודה. So, not סמוך לסעודה, you have to make a מכון. What?
If someone else did it, you could eat if you did it סמוך
לסעודה. אין לימחוס, מסתום ענת. Now, about I'll go to Alochas Lemaisa. I first want to learn the Yisaydis of Teichen, and then we'll do the Alochas Lemaisa of Teichen. We said that Teichen, not what only the Olam think is to make a salad is Teichen, The oil I'm taking only to grind wheat, but I'm saying not only to grind wheat, also to cut a salad, and also to mash up the banana, to mash a potato, to mash an avocado. It's also called toicha. Zog the Chazanish, the heter of Somuch la'seudo, we said, Ein limchis b'yana mekilim, only goes on toicha. Over on mashing, it's not called derech achila bekech, and you're not allowed to mash a banana, even samuch la'achil. There's no heter of mashing a banana, even samuch la'achil. If not, that you do b'shinui, we'll see later, it's a heter of shinui. Lemaise, Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman hold, that you're allowed to mash samuch la'achil. Again, ein limchis, not like atchila. But ein limchis b'yad ha'makil. Because you're mashing it in ganzen. So, Memela will go like this. One more Chazanish. Chazanish says that the heter, that you're allowed to do it samuch la'seuda, is only in things that are roi le'achile. Things that are not roi le'achile. So for sure it's toicha. I will explain myself. We said, the Gemara says, I'm man the porim silke chai mitzat toiche. Nech leko harishoinu, we said. If it's only something that is raw and you're preparing it for eating, or even something that is ready to eat, and b'mele, you also, we pask that it's also even something that is ready to eat, like tomatoes, if you cut it small little pieces before the seuda, you chai mitzat toiche. We said, but, some poiskim hold, some ochle seuda is muta, ein limchas. Chatichas gedoyles ktsas. Samuch la'seuda, we also samech to be maker. Zog the poiskim, but we only samech because we have tzirufim. That be'etzem, some shit is hold, that be'mile de roi le'achile is no isu. But if it's not roi le'achile bichlal, and you metaken oichel, then it's also even samuch la'seuda. Okay, it's not so nogea. Zog the chazanish, I want to say chumre. Zog de chazanish azach umre. What would be if you have a little kid or an old man, doesn't have teeth. Nebach. So what he could eat is mash apples. Or mash potatoes. See later, I don't want to speak about mashed potatoes. We'll see later, potatoes that are cooked. He could eat mash avocado, very good, but you know, put some yogurt inside, you mix it to him. A little kid, you take the banana, you know, you mish it. You get the kid, a piece of banana, the mamish, the mother thinks that he's going to choke already, yeah? A mashed banana. Zog de chazanish is no heter of samuch la'seuda. Because the kid cannot eat it, so it's no heter of samuch la'seuda. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. If it's roi to eat to the rova oilo, so the heter of samuch la'seuda applies on that also. Now that we know the klolim and the shittas, and we know that teichen is not the melocha that we thought that it is, it's the normal melocha. So now Lord Migay Pamelach will try to go do the halachas lemaise. It's an isur to teichen, for sure, to grind wheat and Shabbos chitim is a melocha de raise. Even samuch la'seuda. To cut vegetables, seif in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chof Aleph, המחתך הסיירק דק דק חייב מצד תויכם. שכנו אורך פסקן זה איבן הירק בפשט זה לזרוי להכילה יו חייב מצד תויכם. זוג דה משתברורה ולא ידוע לנו שיעור דקוסם. We don't know what is the שיעור of דקוסם. How little the pieces are that you חייב מצד תויכם. זוג דה בס יוסף. But if you make a salad with small little pieces, yichayim mitzat toichen, saying Israeli salad and the small ones, the mamash like you say, for a moshel, the ones that they sell but they're kind of the falafel stores, yeah, these small ones with pashtus as a shiur lekula alma yichayim mitzat toichen. Slices you're allowed to. To slice you're allowed to. You're allowed to slice. To do stripes. You're not allowed to. What are stripes? The motion you take, maybe my English is not so good. But you take a carrot. So there's one way to slice it. And then yeshiva, they serve a carrot salad. Sometimes they put like pineapple inside. You know how they call the pieces there? They're not cut little pieces. Well, they are. They're grated. Grated. Same. You grate with a grater. So, again, if you will be slicing into small little pieces, so like this. To make it's very interesting, because Shaila, what is the shiur? You're not allowed to cut it to small little pieces, but to slice, you're allowed to. A green onion. I think you're not allowed to slice the small little pieces also. What it says, you're allowed to slice, not a big onion, a green one. One word of shiur I can learn. So duck, like a snake. So that, Mistama, even to slice is also to do it a couple hours before, because this is mamish small little pieces. Now, but the shayla to grate. So again, to use a grater is also, anyways, we'll see about. But you're not allowed to use a grater, even samuch lasud. Even samuch lasud, you're not allowed to use the grater. Now, if you, lemoshel, want to grate like big pieces, then there's a shayla, what is the shiur? But the grates that we have, the ones that we cut for the garret salad, the kula alma is also. The Moshe is mistapek if you grate like long grate pieces. Like you make a carrot salad, but they mamish like long, like mamish like a whole. So the Moshe, as I said, you can't call it teichen. It's very long. Teichen is small little pieces. But echshaloiyah, you're not allowed to use a grater in Shabbos. Why? I'll magdish it now, and I'll explain it later again. Is an isur that is called uvde dechoil. That you're not allowed to use these machines that normally you cut with them during the week. You're not allowed to cut them with them in Shabbos. We'll see later nefkeminas. Maybe I'll give you one to make it easy for you now. The moshul, a person wants to prepare an egg salad. Now, egg is davar she'en gidulim min ha'oretz. We'll see later. We'll get to the Nehesh HaShir. There's no isur toichen and something that is not gidulim min ha'oretz. So, be'etzem, you're allowed to cut an egg to make it very small. I want keseda, not to be misbarbel. But even though we'll learn later that you're allowed to use an egg to grate him on a grater, because it's en gidulim min ha'oretz, you're not allowed to use a grater in Shabbos. Why? Because it's a uvde dechol. But to slice, you're allowed to slice. Again, so we said you're allowed to slice fruits and vegetables, you're not allowed to cut them to small little pieces. But to grate, it's also called teichen. Normally when you grate something, it becomes very small little pieces. Or if you mamish grate like a long one, rabosh is misupik. But avada, it's also that's uvda dechol. What is interesante shayle, now if we're holding an uvda dechol, we said you're allowed to slice. You're allowed to slice. We said the Moshe Davo she'en gidulim min ha'oretz. We said there's no isur toichen, so you're allowed to slice. We'll see later more halachas. A person buys salami. Some people call it cold cuts. Now, a lot of times when you buy it, the package it comes cut. When you buy it in stock, you cut like a big piece. You can see the animal in the stores without a hechsher hanging, yeah, and they cut it. So a lot of times the yeshivas have like such a stock. And you want to serve it in Shabbos. If you start to cut it with a knife, it gets crumbled, and it's nishlam ha'isadik. So, and the moistness, in the houses they don't have it. So some people have like an electric machine that slices it. So for sure you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. But some places they have the same machine, it's like a hand machine. Because butchers have it, back and forth, 5 minutes you have all the slices. So, Islam is a name for it also, for that machine. Reb Moshe holds that you're allowed to. Reb Shlomo Zalman had a tzad that it's uvda dechoil. Reb Moshe wanted to say, uvda dechoil is only in a grater. Why? Grater is a toichen. Even though we say that there's no toichen in eggs, because it's ein gidulim min ha'oretz, but betchina is be'etzem a melocha. Just ein tchina be'elav gidulei karka. Als uvda dechoil, you're not allowed to do it. Or we'll see later in a second more nafkaminas. I'll say in a second nafkamina. We said ein limchois, but you had people that like to do salads before the meal. Ein limchois. Right? So Bacher heard the shir. He will leave now. Yeah? As Alamo, a guy leaves in the middle, better not to come. because he couldn't nichshol. So he says, okay, he's, you know, he's from the bochum that ain't limchos, yeah. He wakes up, he misses night seder, ain't limchos, the bochum ain't limchos. So he says, okay, I'm from the ain't limchos, I want the carrot salad. He will take out a grater and start to grate. So he's not allowed to do it for two reasons. First, we said in the Akdome that with a keli, even samuch la'achila, you're not allowed. But for another reason, he's not allowed to do it. It's uvda nechoyim. So again, to cut a salad small little pieces before, not before the meal, it's also. Before the meal, we said, ein limchos b'yadam akilim, but we don't do it. To do it a greater samuch la'achila, it's also. Why it's also? Because bekeli that is miyuchel legach, Mishnah Berurah says could be is chayiv chatos, even if it's not chayiv chatos, but it's uvda dechoyim. But the egg is no isur toichen, but it's uvda dechoyim. Or the slicer, if the cold cuts, so then here we have Reb Moshe says it's not a peula bichlal, that is a peula schoil. Mele Reb Moshe wants to be mati. The ma'aser. The achroi of the Mishnah Berurah that if you want to make a salad before the Suda, you have to make chatichos gdoilos ktsas. And it's very hard to say what is gdoilos ktsas, but it has to be gdoilos ktsas. Now, what is the shiur samach la Suda? The Mishnah Berurah says not to prepare before they leave the shul. So we get to the ladies in the house, not to prepare the salads before the people are coming out from shul. The lashon of Mishnah Berurah, if it's shor shtayim kodem haseuda, v'achoytchim apzolim v'atznoim dak dak shor shtayim kodem haseuda, korev adovor loimar shechayev chatos v'abetzolim asurim b'achila. That is the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we'll go back Risuk, to smash. So we'll go like this. And Dovo that is Mevushal, the Ramos says, B'shem de Mordechai, Memachim tapuchim mevusholim al pnei apas. You're allowed to take cooked apples, today we call it baked apples, or you have cooked pears, people make like, and you want to put it on top of the bread. Zog de Chazanish, why? Shabishul mafkia es meleches atchino. Because the cooking already broke the koyach of the fruit. Zog de Mishnah Berurah in the poiskim, it's only if it's really well cooked. I don't have to say that it's watery, but well cooked. It's very negeya when you get potatoes. So you'll have little kids that they like mashed potatoes. They don't want to eat the potatoes like they are. You have to know when you could mash them and when you cannot mash them. Sometimes it could be a melocha deraisa. If it's well cooked, I'm saying, the moshel, the carrots in the soup are every time a derech klal b'seder. Squash also. Squash that is cooked. Potatoes, the moshel, potato from a kumzitz. No. Because it's hard. It's on the fire. Well, I hope so. There's also a bonfire or something like that. But it's not soft. It's not soft. We'll get to that. So if it has to be nisrakech al yedei abishu. Nisrakech al yedei abishu. Now, what would be? So I'm saying again, it doesn't have to be melty, but it has to be nisbashel heitev v'nis. It's soft. I'll tell you, so what do you do when you have a suffix? So again, the mice, if you have a suffix, and you see someone near you mashing the potato, ein limchus b'yadam atirim. It's for the bachim. Ein limchus. Ein limchus. But you yourself, you know how to do it. Eilu ve'eilu moedim, to take they have a zach that you can mash potatoes. It's not a squares inside, and you do it. Yeah? That you're not allowed to. It's uvda nechoyim. Even if it's soft. And if it's suffix soft, could be it's a deraisa. See what I'm saying? Sometimes the ladies, they want to make mashed potatoes. So they have baked potatoes, and they mash it, and they serve it very nicely after it. Most today, most mashed potatoes is powder. The challah made from potatoes. But the mashed potatoes, so they want to mash it. So you have to know, when you have a suffolk and they want to do it in the kitchen, no, they do it in the fork. So we have animal a suffolk. Machlekes, plus a suffolk. So maybe elim chiz biyad ha-makilim. But if they want to use the potato masher, there could be a shayla. What would it be if it's soft, shelo yal yedei bishu? Lemoshul, avocado. Avocado, avocado. You have an avocado, you know what's avocado? Green. And now sometimes it's soft. If it's hard, for sure it's also. Now, some people like to eat it like it is, some people like to smear it. Now, you have to know, if someone asked me today, you know, you come sometimes to give you an avocado salad. Ready grind. We'll see in a second. Ain't chinach al chine, yeah? But a lot of times in the avocado salad is pieces. And you want to smear them on the bread, you're not allowed. Even if it's soft. If you do that, again, if you did it samuch la'achile, ein limchis v'yad ha'makilim. Just, also on the bread. Here it's really worse. Why? Because we said from the Chazanish, that the heter of samuch la'achila is not on mashing, only on cutting into small pieces. So b'meile, it's not only a limchis b'yad ha'makilim, lefi the chazanish it's also. Lefi the chazanish it's also. So to, that's saying in potatoes. Lefi the chazanish, the heter of samuch la'achila, we said, a limchis b'yad ha'makilim, it's on making a salad. Or on spreading, the chazanish holds there's no heter of samuch la'achila. Zok Ripshul Mezalman, if it's so soft, that if you pick up one side, the other side doesn't come up with it, it's already nisbatel min Hashem t'chine, and you're allowed to put it on the bread. Bederech klal, it's not the case. Bederech klal, it's not the case. But again, if you're up to the zalman, ein limchis b'yad ha-makili. But, it's the eitzah. What is the eitzah? The eighth that we have is shinui. We'll see in a second. That is a way to mash things with a shinui. Then again, I will come to the ma'isadik what to do. I want first to go keseida. And double she'en gidule min ha'oretz is no boya. Like an egg, fish. Now, the ma'isad, most shittas hold like that. See, those shittas, that it is beirer, even with double she'ein gidule min ha'oretz. So, I'm sorry, toiche. It's made it like this. The marshal, a person has meat. He wants to slice it, it's no problem at all. He wants the mamish cut it to small little pieces, to chop it, he's allowed to. Why? We have two tzirufi. Most sheet is hold that double she'ein gidule min ha'oretz is no toichen. And also, it's roi le'achile. Now, what would be if a person that cannot eat? He cannot eat. But val davar shegidulu min ha'oretz is muta, and it's roi le'achile, it's okay. The chazanish l'shitosoi that holds that a person that cannot eat is no heter, so he says you have to do it samuch la'achila. Because samuch la'achila, you have one sheet of samuch la'achila. You're right. Maybe the sheet is so that if you're not, I'm not ready to eat, it's not good. Oh, but also it's ein gedulim in ha'oretz. So in a normal zach, the chazanish said, even samuch la'achila to a person that cannot eat, you cannot, it doesn't, is no heter. Oh, but in the basol, in davar shegedulim in ha'oretz, the chazanish says that he's mati. We said again, in a kli that is roi lekach, is also even in an egg and even if chicken. Now, chazal wo matir tchina b'shinui. It's a shulchan aruch. You have to know why. All the melochas b'shinui is also. Here they were matir tchina b'shinui. You have to know what kind of tchina. The shulchan aruch, what they bring down is, you're allowed to lerasek, to mash, with the back of a fork, a banana. It's a shinui. Kabushlum Zalman Auerbach said even with a spoon is a shinui. Said the derech is a fork. That's a posh. A lot of mothers, you know, they feed and talk to them with a fork. They mash. Lemaise, if you're feeding the kid, you could be seimach for sure to do the back of the fork. Or for sure to do the spoon. Why? You say like this. Samuch, some shit is hold samuch is no problem. Okay, the chaznish holds it's a problem. Chaznish holds it's a problem, samuch, to mash, but some shit holds not a problem. Some shit is holds it's a shinui. So the mele, when you misupik if it's called a shinui or not, every time do it samuch la seuda. So the moshe, if you have to mash a potato, and you misupik, if it's already considered mashed or not, so take the back of the fork and mash it. Or you want to spread something on your bread that you misupik, so you do it b'shinui. So why you do it b'shinui? But many you're allowed to. That's the heter of shinui. Now, there's another aloche. So again, the gabi cutting is no son of kamina of shinui. But the gabi mashing, the mice is shinui, be'ikar dimu paskin is muta. And avada, when you do it samuch lasuda, so even the zach that you misupik, if it's called shinui or not, to be mitzar of them, and together with that, to be make el taket, to be mishtamish with it.
Shinui
doesn't help by cunning. What? Shinui helps by cunning. It's a shail of shinui. That's a pasha. That's a pasha. There's another aloha that is called, Ein toichen achar toichen. Ein toichen achar toichen. Dehainu. We know that Dovah Shem Gidula Min Ha'aretz is no Toichen. Dovah Shem Gidula Min Ha'aretz is Toichen. A person will take, a person has a biscuit. He wants to make it to crumbs. You're allowed to or not? You learn Toichen. You're allowed to or not? You have bread. You want to grind the bread? You're allowed to or not? So there comes the Aloha of Ein Toichen Achar Toichen and says, you're allowed to. And Teichen Achar Teichen, and you're allowed to. Now, the same thing, you're allowed to take a matzah and grind it to be matzah mil. Make it matzah mil. But you're not allowed to do it b'kliya miyuchad l'kach. The same svog, it's uv de dechoy. Now, we have to know. Some people wanted to ask her to Teichen a bread. Why? What was their tzad? I'll be masbir. Maybe I'll masbir it better. Lemoshal, sugar is gedula min ha'aretz. You're not allowed to take sugar and turn it to powder at Shabbos. Then you want to bang it till it become like a powder. But you're allowed to take a cube of sugar and banging in it, that will become like a stam sugar, like a packet sugar. You have salt, got stuck in the package, you're allowed to bang on it, to break it. Why? Very passion. I toichen, it's a goosh, but en toichen achat toichen. The salt was pieces, they grinded it, they made it small little pieces out of it, and now it became back one, and you bring it back to what it was, en toichen achat toichen. And the bread, what was the tzad not like that? Some person, we don't pass it like them. They said, if you want to bring it back to flour, okay. But you, now it became a bread. You bring it to crumbs. It was never crumbs. It's a nuzach. Even so, ein teichen achal teichen. I'm saying, it was a shaila. But the ma'aser, we paskin, even so we paskin, that ein teichen achal teichen, and you're allowed to take a biscuit to make it to crumbs. You're allowed to take a bread to make it to crumbs. Lemoshal. The place can bring down, Teichen is not only in food. Teichen is also in stones. In Adoma. Lemoshal. It's even Shulchan Aruch. It's Negea a lot of times. We'll start with Negea Lemaise. A person is walking in the mud. In Shabbos. And he gets a piece of mud on his pants in Shabbos. Now, we're not speaking about kibbutz. We're talking a case that even that he takes off that mud, will stay a stain. Avchai Gavne is no problem with Melabin. If he will take it off, there'll be no stain. Could be it's called Melabin and is also to take it off in Shabbos. So what he does, he plays with the pants and it crumbs. Shechnoch steht Chayev Mishum Toichen. סעיף את שולחנו. חייב משום תויכה. It could happen also to some people, a piece of chunt falls on the pants. So the shayla, what does that chunt include inside? So chunt bederech klal has a potato, it has a barley, has a kishke. Now the shayla, what is exactly on his pants? If the liquid is on his pants, Abalama zogin, a potato dried on his pants. Slice of a potato. Now it's dry. Could be a bit teichen here. Why? It was never crumb. You write it, but it's soft. Maybe it's no teichen achal teichen. It's not soft anymore. Could be here. Now be a shalif un teichen. Aber negabi mud is a shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch passes the same thing. If you have mud on your shoes, and you want to go to the grader to start to... Yichayim mit teichen. You're not allowed to take it off your shoes. Offer is gedule min ha'aretz mamish. Kol kulay ha'aretz. Shechan aruch shtein adi chayim. Frek de goyim, why am chayim mitzatoichem? The mud was already sand, became water, now became mud. Why am chayim mitzatoichem? Zog de poiskim, because it went back to what Hashem created it. The mud was one. It was cut to pieces. With the water, it became back what? Meaning the Ochel Shabbos, why is it say a chiddush? I don't know if he knows the Metzius. He claims that if a person takes chocolate and breaks it to pieces in Shabbos, it's chayim mitzat toichem. And that's if a person gives his family good pieces, nish. But if someone gives you like very small little pieces, yeah? But if you get a square cube, it's not mitos, it's chatiches gdeilis ktsas, yeah? But the mushroom, some people like, I'll tell you where, in the very fancy places, they like to take like a pea or something with a knife and to scramble like little pieces on top. Miskabdim to do it, yeah? So he tines it's teich. Aye, lemaise, how they do chocolate? It's chocolate balls, like they have the coffee balls. They have the same thing like from chocolate. This is coffee, this is chocolate. And they cook it, they melt it. Guns and they grind it. Then, after it's grinded, they put it in water, they make a whole dough out of it, and they make chocolate. He says that ki'ilu comes back to what it was. It's not like bread that is a new bria. And he holds that it's also any year there. I don't know. It's least yashin. Someone says to be machmir, can't to be machmir. The mashal. It's pills that people swallow pills. These pills is no problem to break them in Shabbos. Why? It was a powder before. It's very tochun. They put it together, and now you're teichen. It's no chisok. Take a candy, break it to pieces. It was already small little pieces. It doesn't grow like that. It doesn't grow. No pills grow. So now the powder, they put them together, they squeeze it, has the shape of a pill. And then when you break it, you made it. Chai Gav, there's no tarichah. We'll stop it.
What's the difference between bread and matzah? What's the difference between bread and matzah? What's the difference between bread and matzah?
They claim that the matzah is more...